giant, leave a little gap in there in case there's others. Anthony won't be out here because he doesn't go in on Fridays, works from home. But, no, I haven't got there yet. I'm turning on to, what is this, Dobry? Anyhow, that little feeder that I'm going to be getting on 59 here at DeQuinter in, well, I'm turning onto the entrance ramp right now. And it's just ahead here when you go by Jimmy John's baseball field. The 59 goes subterranean and as it goes through Utica. And they would always say, oh, you're getting really, in fact, they would say I was getting real noisy starting here. They would start to notice it. But it's up ahead here that I go subterranean. So I'll key up when I'm there.
I have such a hate-love relationship with this radio. It's like everything I want it to be, and then I turn it on, and I'm like, oh, my God, it sounds so bad. I almost, when I ordered that 2730, I was so tempted to just get that new 510 RASP or whatever it is that's overpriced, and then put that in the truck and put the 500 on the desk, because it seems like the 500 only gives me any sort of issues when it's cold out. But send and receive, it's always been good. So, yeah, I'm curious what you're going to sound like, Sean. But so far, I mean, you're like full quieting. So I think even earlier in your commute, there was some popping. But we'll see. Go ahead, Greg.
Hold on. I'm subterranean right now, Greg.